Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our host, Apostle Etta Banks, and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Beloved, are you there? We can't hear you if you're there. Good morning, everyone. Not sure if we're having technical difficulty, but I do see Apostle is on, but I'm not sure what's going on and why we can't hear her. Hold on. Good morning, Ms. Joyce.
Just letting you know, I can hear you clearly, but I don't
hear
Apostle. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much. Give me mm-hmm. 1 second. Hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm back. Thank you for your patience. Apostle was going to try to figure out why we can't hear her, but in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and start. Good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. this is the first Saturday of the new year. This is our first show of the new year, so God be the glory, and I'm hoping everyone had an awesome holiday and you were able to, you know, get some things done. Maybe you were able to take care of some things that you kept putting off in 2022, but you've been able thus far, 7 days in, you've been able to take care of them, and if not, they're on your list to make sure you take care of them before 23 ends. So again, good morning to each and every one of you all. We're so glad to have you with us for another Saturday on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. This is your co-host, Tabika Garnes, and our host, Apostle Banks, is having some technical difficulties, so hopefully that will get resolved, and we will hear her beautiful voice sing. And good morning. Just want to say good morning to all of you that, you know, take the time out to join us on Heart to Heart. All of you that, you know, every morning you're with us, and we truly appreciate you. Thank you so much for your loyalty to this show. Thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you so much for sharing with others, you know, this show. And we truly thank God for choosing us to be and choosing this platform where we are able to represent him and represent him to the people. Amen, amen. Apostle, are you there?
Yes. But I'm still having trouble
because
I'm getting a lot of feedback and so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Okay. Oh, Father.
Yeah.
And wait a minute. Let me use my phone. Okay, you couldn't hear me when I muted the phone.
Right.
Part of the problem.
You want me to mute you on here on the in the studio and then try to use your phone?
Yes, because I called in from the laptop.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
I called in from there.
Okay.
And then I had to call in from the phone.
Okay, say something. Oh, yeah, it's still echoing.
It's still echoing. Okay, and I don't know how to hang up from the from the laptop. I don't know how to hang that up.
Right.
It doesn't show me an icon for it.
Right, it doesn't.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I hang up. But see, I would have to end the episode. Thanks to God, I'm so sorry that y'all have to hear us doing this. I honestly, I don't know how to handle this right now.
Okay, so when you were on your cell phone, because you just called in on your cell phone, you were trying to speak through the laptop.
Right. Right. Which is
what
I did last
week. Did you have your speakers up?
Pardon?
Was the volume on your speakers up?
Okay, wait a minute. Let me look at that. Okay. Okay, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, say something again.
Okay, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you hear me through the phone, and I muted the speakers on the laptop. So
okay.
We should be good to go.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, whew, all righty. Okay, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise be unto God. Thank you, beloved. Thank you so, so very much. And first of all, let me say this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now you see more and more why I try to give my daughter here the accolades that I give her. Because, you know, immediately she jumped in there to say, okay, I'll take over. I'll go ahead and start it, you know, while we try to figure it out. Then, of course, there's an awesome Lady Joyce, you know, who jumps right in. Okay, I hear you. I don't hear Apostle. And, you know, and so she's always helping us from the other side of the fence. Thank you so very much, beloved. You know, you're always, always just right there. And I appreciate it to the utmost. I appreciate it to the utmost. And to all of you that have called in, you know, and, you know, you're here first thing Saturday morning, and you call in and you sit there through us going through technical difficulty. It's not very professional, you know, when we do it, but you have been so patient with us, you know, in during today. And throughout all of these years, because I'm talking about people that have been on this line for years, praise be unto God. And so I just thank you. I love you. And which just makes me know more and more that truly that we are family. We are family. And we're here to support one another, pray for one another, do what we can for one another. And I just thank God for it. I thank God for it. So, first of all, good morning to Tamika Shelton. God bless you, daughter. Good morning to you. Good morning to Joyce and Lester Richardson. Good morning to Deacon Banks, to Lady Anita. God bless you, sweetheart. Good morning to Prophetess Kim, that's always on the road, it seems, on Saturday morning, but she's still, you know, checks in with us. Good morning. Good morning to Prophetess Dawn. Good morning to other members of New Vision for Life. Good morning to you. Good morning to Isaiah in Chicago and in Pennsylvania. Good morning. Good morning to my sister Denise. God bless you in Pennsylvania. Truly, I thank God for you. You are awesome in all that you do. And then, of course, coming back to my awesome co-host, a minister, Tamika Garnes, and you're going to hear me every now and then switching from the title Minister Tamika Garnes and Pastor Tamika Garnes, because she is a pastor in not just her own right, but in the eyes of God, she is a pastor, and I thank God for her. I thank her for her dedication, her loyalty. I thank God for her faithfulness. I thank God for the due diligence that is within this woman, her compassion, not only for me, but for the people of God. And then after that, where she has the compassion for the people of God, she has compassion for people, period. I thank God for it. I thank the Lord for the suffering that she has gone through to walk in what she walks in, first of all, being my armor bearer, and then, you know, being a wife, a mother, a grandmother, being a supervisor on her job, being a friend to those that she befriended, being a minister to those that she has to minister to. You hear the many hats that I'm talking about, and many of you that are on this line also wear those many hats, you know, but I want you to know that today I want to acknowledge those things. I want to say thank you for the dedication and for the love. All the things that I mentioned, all of these things, she walks in and she does them in one day, okay? I'm not talking about the fact that today she's a supervisor and today another day she's a mother. Every day she has to switch all of those different hats on and off in order to supply the needs of the people that she's dealing with, to meet the assignments that she has for the day. And as I acknowledge this in her, I'm acknowledging the fact that you too walk through some of these same things. But in this year, saints of God, in this year, we're calling forth the blessing of the Lord that in this year that there will be a time of refreshing, a time of new anointing, fresh anointing, that there will be a time of peace in the midst of the storms that you're walking through. There will be a time when, while all of these things are going on, that you will be able to escape and get to the mountain of the Lord and just be with him and him alone. There's just going to be an overflow and an outpouring of miraculous things that are happening or that will happen. Some miraculous things are going to be happening this year, and things that you have prayed about for years, things that you have sought the Lord for, things are going to start popping into place quickly. You're going to have some suddenly experiences. You're going to walk into a place and be able to identify a crisis that's going on, and quickly it's going to come. It's going to get fixed. It's going to get corrected because you walked in on it. You walked in. Your presence is there. The carrying of the glory of God. You're being expanded in order to carry his presence into places that are very dark. You're going to be the light. You are the light in the darkness, and you're carrying light into places where people didn't expect you to show up, but you showed up, and therefore light had to be there. I thank God for the technology where even though we're located here in Baltimore, Maryland, that there are people in Switzerland and Ireland and Greece and Africa and Spain and so forth and so on that will hear the word of the Lord, will get it, the same release that's being released here. The things that we decree and declare here, they will pick it up there in their countries, in the nations, and so forth and so on. And there will be a release amongst them, and that God has made it so that we are able to touch the uttermost parts of the earth, the uttermost parts of the world we're able to touch due to technology. So that is one of the reasons why we have so much issues with technology, besides our lack of knowledge in it, for me, you know, but the enemy does not want things to get out into the uttermost parts of the world, and it's done by technology. Again, I just thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am decreeing and declaring that the will of God will be done today, that exactly what he wants us to get across, exactly what he wants to happen, the release that he wants to be released, that it shall be done in the name of Jesus. I thank God for the power that is on this line, the power that's in the people that are on this line. I thank God that as we take dominion and authority over each and everything, praise be unto God, that he has told us to take dominion and authority over, that we do so and that we walk in it according to his will, that according to the plans that he has for us. I thank God for the victory in the name of Jesus. This year I call you victors and not victim. I cancel that victim syndrome, that victim attitude. I cancel that right now in the name of Jesus, and I call you to rise up, rise up, rise up, and be the victor that God has called you to do. Remember that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you, that you can do it because he has put his spirit in us, and in us we have the power to do what God has called us to do. I bind up a spirit of fear that has hindered us, that has stopped us, that has made us doubt in the name of Jesus. And I call us to walk in true the authority that God has given us to walk in, to walk in faith, to walk and trust him. But more so than walking and the faith and the trust, the thing is in that we must be obedient. So a spirit of obedience, may it flow on this line today. Begin to obey what it is that God is pointing out to you, what the Holy Spirit is pointing out to you. Begin to obey him, obey him, obey him. You will find out that there will be things that will be broken in the atmosphere where you are because you not just took a step of faith, but you obeyed. You may not have even trusted in that point, you know, but you decided to obey. You decided to obey. And you may say, well, how can I obey without trusting? You know, you do it out of obedience. There are times when I'm called to take a step, I'm called to do something, and I may not believe that it's going to work out the way that I'm hearing the call, but I obey. And do what it is that he said to do. So this year, this season, this month, this day, when you hear the voice of the Lord, when you hear Holy Spirit speaking to you, I challenge you to obey what you hear today. I'm praying for revelation to be released upon you today. I'm praying for wisdom to be released upon you today. I am praying that you realize that today is a marvelous day. Today is the day that whatever it is that God has called you to do for this day, be successful in it this day. Be successful this day. Don't worry about tomorrow. Be successful today and do so with the glory of God, with the glory of God leading you and guiding you, with the glory of God leading you and guiding you. Remember, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. They're ordered, hallelujah, praise be unto God. So go forth in the name of Jesus, and to God be the glory, and I'm okay. Good morning.
No, keep going, beloved.
Good morning.
Wow.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit. I think, first of all, I just want to thank you, Holy Spirit, and thank you, Apostle, for all your accolades. And you just poured into us this morning. I don't know why the little hiccup we had at first, but maybe that needed to happen because that's what the Lord wanted to happen in that moment, this moment that we just got, because we don't know how many people needed that refresher, that encouragement, that pouring. And so thank you for allowing Holy Spirit to use you in that moment, because I know for me, I got something from that. I'm not, you know, besides the accolades, I got something from that moment that you just allowed Holy Spirit to use you. So thank you for your obedience to him.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Look, I don't even know where to go from right now.
You already prayed, so.
Amen. Amen. All right. All right. You're right. Now that I hear back. Yes. Yes. Prayer did go forth in the name of Jesus. Well, Happy New Year to all of you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. God bless you. I pray that you had a wonderful, wonderful beginning, opening of this year. And, you know, there are those that the last year, you know, may not have been as profitable and as enjoyable and peaceful as you would have liked it to have been. And, you know, my old saying is I pray that last year was the worst year that you will ever, ever have. And it's done with, it's over with, praise be unto God. And you crossed over into a new year. Thank you, Jesus, for the crossing over into this new place, praise be unto God. And you know, for some people, that line, you know, we crossed over as far as the clock was concerned, but there are circumstances that we were going through December 31st, 2022 at 11:58, that you were still in it, you know, January the 1st, 2023 at 12:01 and so forth and so on. But I pray that you got a new vision for life. I pray that your the way you perceive things, the way you're seeing things, it's from a new place. Hallelujah, it's from a new place. So guess what, faith of God? I'm excited for you. I'm excited for me. I'm excited, you know, for our ministry. This is a ministry. This is a love that's being poured out every Saturday morning for our family here. So I'm excited for you, and I pray that you will, as time goes on, that you will give us some testimonies, even in the crossing over. Did you see anything different in your crossing over into the new year? Have you seen anything different already? Many of you are fasting, and you're before the Lord on purpose. You are before the Lord on purpose, more than what you were prior to you coming into the fast. It's intentional. And I am praying for restoration in relationships with Christ more than any other relationship that you have. I'm praying for a restoring of the divine connection, the divine alignment, the divine appointment that we have with Christ, that you get so divinely connected that you will not be sidetracked in any way, shape, or form in this year, that you will be steadfast, unmovable, that you would just be hanging, and not just hanging in there, but strongly walking in what it is that God has called you to walk in, and to do so without fear. And with that being said, we are going to be talking to you about being courageous today and being courageous in the place of fear. We want you to courageously to follow Jesus, even in fearful circumstances, courageously follow him. You know, there are times when you are called to do something and you are afraid. You are afraid to do what it is that has been called. You're saying, God, I don't know about that. I know when we were talking about this in my Bible study here in my building here, we were talking about this on yesterday, and how when Jesus called Peter, you know, to step out of the boat and to come to him on the water, and I try so hard to imagine myself, you know, being on a boat, being in water, you know, in the water, and Christ telling me to come to him, would I have been able to step out of the boat? And we chuckled a little because I made it more dramatic, you know, than being on a cruise ship. You know, you're on the cruise ship, you know, you're looking out over the ocean and so forth and so on. And then you hear this voice and you see a figure out on the water, and it tells you to come and step out and come to him. And I told the people, I think I'd be running back to my cabin. I would be afraid. I would be afraid. But this is where when we read the word of God today and talk about this today, God is calling us to be courageous, even in fearful circumstances, to be courageous. We're going to start with Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33, if you will allow me to read this to you. And, excuse me, to, oh, Lord Jesus, if you will allow me to read this to you. And remember, if there's anything you want to say, please press 1 on your keypad, and we will acknowledge you and open up the lines to you. You know, because sometimes I can just get on a roll and I start talking and I forget that not only are you listening, but you might want to say something. So please be sure to press the button. And one more time, just let me say congratulations to Lady Joyce. She's the first one to press number 1 on her phone in the new year. You're always in front, my love. God bless you. God bless you. So, okay. So Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 23. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. He went up to the mountain by himself to pray. Well into the night, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat was already some distance from the land, battered by the waves because the wind was against them. Jesus came towards them walking on the sea very early in the morning. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. Immediately Jesus spoke to them, "Have courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter answered, "command me to come to you on the water." He, being Jesus, said, "Come." And climbing out of the boat, Peter started walking on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the strength of the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught hold of him and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those in the boat worshiped him and said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And then Psalms 31 and 24 says, "Be strong and let your heart be courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord." And that is the reading of the Word of God. The reading of the Word of God. We want to look at the fact here that when I think everybody that has read this scripture, or every preacher that has preached from this place, you know, talked about the fact that as long as Peter kept his eyes on Christ, as long as he was focused on Christ, he was able to walk. But it was the winds that were blowing, you know, it was things going on around him that made him take his eyes off of Christ, and then he began to sink. And he cried out for Jesus to save him. How many of you have ever, when you've gone to an amusement park, you know, you end up getting on roller coasters, you end up doing the zip line, you end up doing things that you know that you are fearful of doing. You are fearful of doing it, but yet the excitement about doing it, wanting to master it, wanting to conquer it, whatever the case, taking the risk, you know, you are willing to do so, and you do so voluntarily. That's the thing. You get in these things and you do it voluntarily. There's a lot of fear that's going through your mind, a lot of anticipation of the victory at the end of it, yet, you know, fear could grip you in the midst of doing this thing. And I watched as my family, when we went to, gosh, where were we? Oh, my God, I forgot where we went. I know there were alligators there. I forgot. We were in Florida. And I saw several family members, you know, get on that zip line thing. And needless to say, your apostle graciously stood on the ground and cheered them on. You go, boy. You go, girl. You got this. You can do this. I was not about to get on that zip line. Yet all of them, there's a measure of fear that they had as they're doing it, you know, a measure of fear that you got to trust that this harness will hold you up, that it won't snap when you're going down that thing in midair and so forth and so on. And they stepped out in their fear. They still stepped out to do what it was they had to do. They took that leap despite being afraid. And that's exactly where it is with us and things that God is going to call us to do in this year. We, excuse me, we are going to have to exhibit our courage, excuse me, in the midst of fear. Lady, could you go ahead and take over, please?
Yes, ma'am. There will be times when God is going to ask us or show us something, and because we don't understand or we feel like we don't have the wherewithal to do whatever it is that God is asking us to do, we allow fear to creep in. And when the prophet was talking about how people, you know, like to get on the zip lines and the roller coasters, and I used to be one of those people that every time we went to, like, King's Dominion or the other water park, Hershey Park, whatever it is, all those amusement parks, I would get on all the roller coasters and had no fear about getting on them. I don't like them anymore. Because I, for whatever reason, it's like I can't stand the way roller coasters, when they go up and then go down that hill, it's like my stomach can't tolerate it anymore. I don't like that feeling of going up that hill and then how it just drops you. At first, you know, it didn't bother me, but I don't know what happened as to the reason why it bothers me and I can't get on roller coasters anymore. I'm not afraid. I just don't like the way that it feels. The zip lining thing, you know, I've thought about doing that before, and I've seen people do it, and it looks like fun, but like Apostle said, you have to trust that the harness doesn't snap as you're going across to the other side. And many times we'll do these things with no fear, but as soon as God shows us something or tells us to do something or tell us to do something, we allow fear to kick in. And we're not fearful of things that could probably end our lives or hurt us, you know, like roller coasters breaking and all that stuff, people falling off of them. But as soon as listen, we put ourselves in those situations. But when God puts us in a situation, you know that it's not He's not going to put us in a situation that will harm us. And so we have to remember that when God shows us something that he wants us to do, or he tells us something that he wants us to do, we have to keep in mind and remember that he is not going to put us in harm's way in order for these things to be accomplished. Now, let's just say your neighbor's house was on fire and you wanted to save your neighbor, and you're watching this house burn, and you know that your neighbor is in that house because you can hear your neighbor screaming or whatever. If God knows that as soon as you walk into that house that the ceiling is going to fall on top of you, he's going to prevent you from going in there, although your neighbor is in there. And so those are the type of things that we have to pay attention to. That right there is like you want to get your neighbor out of the house, but it's also God does not want you to put yourself in harm's way, your neighbor out. So, it's things like that, like the good intentions of us as humans in our hearts. We have good intent. The thing is, when God is telling us to do something, for me, there is like a feeling like in the pit of my stomach where it's like a pressure or something when God is telling me to say something or do something. And that's how I know it's God pushing me or giving me the okay to do or say something, because it's this feeling that I get like in my belly. And it's not like a feeling of dread or anything like that. It's like a feeling of reassurance that it's okay to do, you know, this and that. And so even when situations arise where we're trying to help other people, because even when you get on an airplane, they tell you to put your face mask on first with the oxygen. They tell you to put that on first so that if anything happens, you'll be okay, and then you'll be able to help the person sitting next to you or whatever if something, the plane goes down or whatever. So when fear arises, you gotta break through it. You gotta trust God. When that fear rises and you know that it's fear talking, you gotta ignore it. You gotta say, God, I hear fear talking, but I need to hear you. I need to feel you so that I can go forth and do what it is that you have called me to do. Because many of times I've got that same feeling. And because it was something that I didn't want to do, or that I was scared, or whatever the cause was, I would just shake it off and shake it off and shake it off until it went away. And then after it went away, then I would feel convicted. So, don't let fear talk you out of what God has called you to do. Apostle, you back?
Amen. Yes. There's something in dealing with what you were saying, and what I'm about to say, it's gonna sound like it's a little contradictory to mm-hmm. some of what you said, but look, here's the fear. Do you step out and do you say this, or do you let it be? But let me say this. When you said that that God is not going to put us in harm's way, mm-hmm. yes, the majority of the time, yes, God is not going to put us in harm's way. However, there are times when God is calling us to do something that is going to put us in harm's way. And so let me take us to the missionaries. Mm-hmm. And because we have the tendency, because we are here and living in the manner that we live in and so forth, that we don't see and experience things that those that are going to third world countries are dealing with and so forth. But there are missionaries that God has sent to the uttermost parts of the world And when these missionaries take on that assignment, they heard from God to go, they go. A lot of them take on that assignment knowing that they may not ever come back from there. Not that they're stuck in a land to live and never return from there, but that they're going and they may be giving their life for,
mm-hmm.
you know, the ministry. Many
oh, yeah,
are
that
going
I get.
And knowing. Pardon?
Mm-hmm. I said, yes,
yes,
ma'am, that I get. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that they may be tortured and so forth and so on, but they're holding on to the word of God. They're holding on to it. So there are times, and but it is particular. It is people that are chosen, that are called for such a time as that. You know, that is their assignment. So they will be put in harm's way, but the most of us are not put in harm's way. There are people that, you know, again, that will give their lives to get the gospel shared and so forth. And so we thank God for that. So I didn't want to eliminate that part, you know, as I was listening to what you were saying. So I pray that
mm-hmm.
it's received okay.
That part, yes, ma'am. That part I totally agree with. There are times, yes, for missionaries, there is a chance that they may not come back to share the gospel. So, yes, I totally agree with that. But, you know, there are some people that that will do things and they'll put in the name of Jesus. And it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It wasn't. So, yeah, that's
yes.
what I'm talking about.
Yes, amen, amen. And that was another part of my discussion on yesterday, that a lot of people will do things and they will say that this is in the name of Jesus. And God in his grace and his mercy, a lot of times the recipients of what these people are trying to do, they will be blessed. They will be healed, they will be saved, they will be delivered, and so forth and so on. And then the people that were performing the ministry and so forth go before God, and God tells them, depart from me, I don't know you. And they say, well, wait a minute, didn't I cast out demons in your name? Didn't I pray for the sick and they recovered? Didn't I do those things that you said to do? And Jesus was like, yes, but I never knew you. I never knew you. And the thing in the knowing them, remember in the Bible when they talked about knowing somebody, that was an intimate relationship with them. So when God told them, I never knew you, in other words, you did not have a relationship with me. You did things because you saw others doing it. You did things because you wanted the results that other people got. You had an ulterior motive. Yes,
mm-hmm.
motive. You were not doing this with the heart that my people would be doing it, those that have relationship with me. I don't know you. I don't know you. And there are times, I know that there are times even in our personal relationships where we are in relationships with somebody and we come to the place where we have to say, I don't know you. I really don't know you. You know, it looked like it was okay and so forth, but the intimacy that should be there, the things that should be done in a relationship that says, yes, we know each other. We know each other. You come to a place sometimes we say, I don't know you. And Jesus had to tell them, I don't know you. Yeah, you did this in my name, but I don't know you. And you're right, honey. There are times that people will do things and they'll do them in the name of Jesus, and it was not from God, you know. And so that's why the saying that we hear now, was it a good thing? Or is it a God thing? You can do a whole lot of good things for a whole lot of people, and it looks good on your resume. but was it a God thing? Did you do what God would have you to do in that situation? If obeying God comes against what you do for good, trust me, your good is standing for naught. The recipient of it may be blessed by it, but that doesn't count for jewels in your crown. You didn't do the God thing. You did what made you feel good, which was the good thing. So we have to be very, very careful about that. We got to be careful about that. Praise be unto God. Praise to God. This is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I am Apostle Etta Banks, your host today. And with me, of course, I have my beautiful co-host, Pastor and Minister Tabika Garnes. Praise be unto God. And you are welcome to chime in on the conversation. Press 1 on your keypad to let us know that you hear, you understand. You can agree and or disagree with us. It's all okay, but we do want to hear from you. This is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Another thing in the scripture that we read that helped me out a lot, when it said in Matthew chapter 14, verses 20 through to 26, in dealing with that, said that Jesus expressed grief at the death of Lazarus. That's in John 11 and 35. He expressed grief. He was also touched by the death of John. In Matthew 13, it was when Jesus heard about it, he withdrew from there by boat to a remote place to be alone. And after this news, Jesus had desired some time to be with his Father. This helped me out a lot in this season in dealing with grief, because I was feeling guilty about the fact that I had to withdraw. I had to withdraw, and during this season, I stepped back, and once again, Minister Tabika stepped up to the plate and took over just about every single thing that I would be doing. She just took it over and handled everything that she had on her own plate, her own natural life, and so forth and so on. And when I read that when Jesus grieved, he withdrew. He had to go and be with his Father and just some alone time. And that comforted me that it was okay when I withdrew, when I couldn't stand up to be everything that everybody wanted me to be. Even though I did do a lot, but I withdrew from the place that I normally walk in, and I'm finding out that it was okay. I don't have to be guilty about that. I don't have to be guilty. But just like with Jesus and the crowd that followed him, they continued to seek him out. You know, they continued to want to hear from him. They continued to want to be healed. And he had compassion on them because it was like the sheep without a shepherd. And even though I withdrew, even though baby girl, you know, stepped in and did all that she could do, there was still a crowd that was seeking me out. And it was funny because they would say to me, I'm sorry for contacting you at this time. I know you just buried your mother. You just lost your mother, whatever time it was in that season. But in other words, their need superseded where I was mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Their need superseded that. And Jesus, when he saw that, he went ahead and he fed the sheep. He fed the sheep. So when people would come to me, even in that time, you know, I, by the help of the Holy Spirit, would find the energy to muster up to be able to pray for them, to answer a question, to give advice, to give counsel, to cry with those that needed me to cry with them, whatever the case may be. And doing so, and there was fear that, Lord, am I hearing from you? I don't want to be telling people stuff, you know, out of my flesh. I want to hear from you. There was fear that the very folks I had to minister to during that time, that somewhere along the line, other than me being as transparent as I am and telling you myself, that they would find out that I wasn't as confident about what I was doing. At that time, I wasn't confident about it, but I did what I did. I talked to the folks that I had to talk to. I prayed for the folks that I had to pray for, and I didn't know was my prayer heard. You know, there was so much doubt and stuff going on, and I began to just withdraw and withdraw and withdraw. And I let the fear of me being what God had anointed me to be, I let the fear of me not being that to the best of my ability cause me to not be able to minister the way I know that God had called me to minister. But then I realized that in grief, it's okay to back out. It's okay to move back and let somebody else take over. And that was okay. And then what I need to do, I do. So in this thing of following Jesus courageously in the midst of fear, courageously. Now, there are times I followed Jesus and I did it fearfully. But God is calling us to follow him courageously through whatever it is that we're going through. Whatever the storms are that are in life, he wants us to follow him courageously. And again, if Jesus felt that it was that he needed to take time to get alone to be with his Father, how much more should we do the same thing? There are times we have to shut everything down and just go and be with the Father. And don't be afraid of what will happen in your absence. God's got it. He's got it covered. But we need to take that time to step back from that plate and do and be with God. It's not us doing a bunch of stuff. It's just being with him to hear from him and to do whatever it is that he would have us to do. Sweetheart, is there something that you would like to say?
Just hearing you. And the fact that even though you were going through and, you know, people still would call because they needed you. And I hear that and I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I think about is when you're not available to talk to them, what are they going to do? And
right.
so much, we're so used to coming to you for everything. And I think sometimes we come to you first before going to God.
Yes.
And I know that I've done it. I've gone to you first before going to God. And I feel like at times we can pull on you too much. And God is sometimes like, I'm right here, but they won't talk to me. You understand what I'm saying? And it's not taking nothing away from you, you know, you being our spiritual covering and our apostle and pastor. It's not taking anything away from you. But in that time where you was grieving, God was like, I'm right here. Like, why aren't you talking to me? And
right.
You grieve, and we talk to God. We could get the same answers because the same God that's in you is the same God that we can, that's in us, that we can talk
right.
to.
Right. So. Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good. And we have a caller, praise be unto God, and I know it's my baby. Good morning, beloved. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
Yes.
As we were talking, I was thinking about, you know, earlier this year in April, you know, I had some significant breakdowns happen, and my team, I had to step away from a team that I manage with my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I had to step away, and for several weeks, I had to put other people in charge. And, you know, for me, at that time, I was chastising myself, but it was also a time where God had me learning more about him. At the same time, I was chastising myself and then trying to just get comfortable around the fact that sometimes I do need to take a step back. I think the place that I find myself in now, which is weird, is that I was able to see that I created a good team of people who were solid enough to handle things without me. But now that I am better, I'm finding it a bit difficult trying to figure out where my place is again.
Where your place is, yes.
Yeah, I think for me, I it was hard for me to relax around the fact that I had to take a step back, and then I did eventually take the step back, and now I'm trying to get my footing again and just trying to figure it out. So.
Right, right. Well, sweetheart, you know, part of that, when you had to take the step back, you took it back. Then you raised up a team that was competent enough to do the things that needed to be done. And then, like you said, when you came back, now how do I get my footing, you know, back into that place? And I would say that there is a higher level, there's another level that God is shifting you to. And so even though you're the owner of the company, you're the boss, and so forth and so on, the people that can run the things that they're running, let them run those things and ask God, what is the next place in this, in your business, your career, whatever the case may be, what is the next level that he wants to take you to? He may not want you to go back into that place. They can't take your business from you, okay? You're going to be the owner of that business no matter what. But the things that you were managing, if God has allowed other people to manage it and manage it well, let them manage it well and have him take you to that next level, the next step, the next thing that will be more of a challenge to you. And that's the Holy Spirit. Thank you. That's part of expanding your territory. Expanding your territory. You did an excellent job of raising and training your people. You did an excellent job. And they're able and capable of walking in those slots that you had to put them in while you were on this hiatus. And so God showed that to you. They are capable. But I got something else that I want you to do. I got something else I want you to do. So seek the Lord for what is the other thing that he has for you. What is the other thing? Those people are still accountable to you. You're still the head honcho. They are still accountable. But I'm just sensing in my spirit, God is he's stretching you. He's expanding your territory. There's something else that the Father wants you to do, and he has now opened up the space, the room for you to do it, and you can do so and not feel guilty that you're not walking in that, you know, in the places that you put the people in, that you're not walking in that. You don't have to feel guilty about it. They got it. They still, again, have to come to you. you know, for final decisions, or it depends on how much authority that you, how much you empowered them to do what they mm-hmm. have to do, and so forth. But I'm believing, I'm seeing in the spirit that God is calling you to another level. He's adding something else onto to your portfolio.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I just started to say you didn't ask for any advice, and I just jumped out.
No, I appreciate it. I feel like I needed some guidance because I've been feeling a bit lost. Like, am I still needed?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I needed some guidance, so I appreciate it.
Amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Well, okay, beloved. Wow. Well, look, this has taken us to our hour of it's time for us to say goodbye to excuse me. It is time for us to say goodbye. So long. It's been good to know you. Excuse me. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Okay, so we are going to be leaving you now. Again, this is another wonderful Saturday, another wonderful Sabbath day, another wonderful time, you know, to focus in on the Lord. Be courageous in spite of fear, in place of the fear. Be courageous. Be strong. The word tells us to do so. It's a commandment from God that we are to be strong. And so, yes, it takes time. It takes maturity. It takes growing, you know, in the Lord in order to be strong to do the things Father has told us to do. And there, again, there are some things he's told us to do that he doesn't expect us to question, and he just expects us to obey. So go forth to, excuse me, go forth today and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, because he's got your back. He really does. He has you. Oh, okay, beloved. Saints of God, take care. Mm-hmm. Tabika, take
yes,
care.
Please. You too.
Sweetheart, thank you. Be blessed. And y'all have an awesome, awesome Saturday. Y'all have an awesome weekend. And when you go to the house of the Lord on tomorrow, go full of praise. Give him praise. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.